I'm from verse 7. Just one verse there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, say, this is my prophecy. Say it like a prophet. Say, this is my prophecy. He said, though thy beginning was small, yet, come on, say yet. Your latter hand should greatly increase. Come on, shout a big hallelujah. Now, please have your seats. Have your seats. Please give me this scripture in Amplified. Or give me something in the other version. What's that version now? Message translation. Hallelujah. Now look at your screen. It's even though you are not much right now, you will end up better than ever. Yeah. Now let me tell you, and maybe second service will take one or two testimonies. If the Lord permit. So if you have a testimony, just indicate. Yeah. Now, the first thing I want to share with you this morning is that every kingdom has a system of prosperity for its citizens. Every nation has a system of prosperity or blessings for its citizens. Which means when I decided to come to Christ, there was an economy of heaven that was released upon me. And as long as I understand the system, you know, I will be blessed. And one of these systems in God's kingdom is a promise. The system that is called promise. Which means when you come, God will make you some promises. And this is one of those promises. Are you with me? Come on, are you here? God will make you a promise. And that promise, like in Job chapter 8 and verse 7, God is not denying the fact that you are small now. It's not a problem for him. The question we should be asking is, if the Lord now puts you in that position that he spoke to you about, are you ready? One of my spiritual daughters, every time she comes, she sits in front here. And from the very first day that I met her, I've been telling her, I said, I see you on the world stage. She didn't even have the means. She didn't have anything to suggest that that prophecy could be true. But right now, when I chat with her, she'll say, I've been working 26 hours out of 24. There's a character for the level you're asking for. There's a body language for the level you're asking for. I know you want to get married. I hope you know that there are some jobs where you are not encouraged to wear wedding rings. Like what? If you're a journalist, newscaster. Or you don't know. Have you seen any newscaster wearing wedding rings? Don't distract us. We know you are married. Tell us the breaking news. Does it, not when your wedding, does it change the fact that you are married? But for this job, if you're a doctor, once you come in, even if your husband is the owner of Zenith Bank, you have to wear a white coat. Right? I guess nurses also have their own dress code. So, the level you are praying for, as a body language. Do you know that body language? Do you know what it requires? What it will take? Because the distance from your beginning and your ending is character. The distance between your beginning and your ending is character. And one of the character traits that we are looking for is the ability to believe that what God says is true and that God's word will not fail. God made several promises to Abraham and then he returned again. Now, the story of Abraham, I think everybody knows the story. In fact, some other religions copy the story. But do you know that many times when Abraham will pray and seek the Lord and say, God, you promised me a child, he will raise an altar. And I hope you know no altar is empty. Hello? I hope you know, when you say you raised an altar, I hope you know there must be a sacrifice on that altar. Huh? David said, I will not give to the Lord anything that does not cost me something. It's not just, even God practices the principle. That principle that David quoted, God practices when he gave us his best. In the person of Jesus Christ. When God gave us his son, he gave us heaven's best. When he gave us the Holy Ghost, he gave us all. Hallelujah. So there's nothing for God to give you again. Those two items should be sufficient for your destiny. In the same way, when you want to approach divinity, you must learn to give God your best. If you are not ready, don't come. Give him your best praise. Give him your best dance. Give him your best testimony. Give him your best everything. Because that is a principle by which heaven operates. That if God wants to do something, he's going to do it big. Even though he may start small, but he will do it big. That is going to grow. That means that business that you are starting, it is God's desire for that business to become a transgenerational blessing. Alright, so you cannot find, for instance, well, maybe in the next life, I don't think you will find Dangote's children work in any other company. Do you know of anyone that says he has a passion for singing? Or he wants to be a biker? There was one young boy in Abuja 8 years ago, said his father was a president. He was riding bicycle up and down. And they had to take him to the hospital. When God has blessed you, stay in your blessing. Stop overdoing. Buying bikes and all those things. When you get to a level, it's not your area. When you get to a level, you have to just enjoy the feeling. But don't go there. Because that's where Satan will wait for you. There are certain things that God will do for you. It makes your name a name that people pray with. Because when people want to describe what they want God to do for them, they will mention your name. That's why there's such a thing called the blessing of Abraham. Even now, we are still children of Abraham, right? Even though we have never met him, the man's ears are always hot because... Would you like to name your child Abraham? It's a blessed name. The father of nations. The name is a prophecy. When you call your son Abraham, you are speaking into it. It's not just a name. It's a prophecy. The first person to mention that name was God. I am saying this to you because it is very important to know that God is not threatened by your situation. God is the answer to that situation. And he spoke to us and said, even though your beginning was small, you may not know your father, know your mother, know your uncle, know, you might be someone that has had to move through life with pain. He said, I know your beginning was small. He said, but I'm here to announce to you that your later end will be marked by a significant factor, which is called increase. Come on, say increase. Put it back in the King James Version. It says, even though your beginning was small, yet in your later end, you should greatly increase. I don't want to be a flash in the pan. I don't want to be someone that will be known that, oh, he used to be anointed. I don't want to be somebody that will be known as somebody. There's something we call yesterday's glory. I don't want to be yesterday's glory. I don't want anybody to meet me on the same spot twice. The moment you see me now, by next month you will hear another thing. You just know that this person is not on one. It's like glory to glory. God is always doing something new. Yeah, I don't want to be that. And you should not. Don't marry a man that says you should be satisfied with where God. No, God is always doing something new. It's always doing something new. It was in those days we would say just stay at home and take care of the children. Right now, the revelation has increased. In those days when our parents could say that, the world was still young. People could afford to... Everybody went to government school. Nobody was paying for private school. Whether you are rich or old, it's the same school we are going to. All Saints Grammar School, everybody was there. St. Peter's School, everybody was there. There is not... Showing how wealthy you are is not about the school you went to. Yeah. And some of the teachers in those schools are your parents' friends. Come on now. Are you with me? You will know what, if you misbehave, your mom would have heard before you got home. So everybody's head was correct. But a time has come. There is change in the air. Hallelujah. There is change in the air. The Deborahs are rising. Glory to God. I said the Deborahs are rising. Where men are failing, women are now standing. And saying, let me mentor this nation. Let me mentor this generation. You will have people like Ezekwesili. They will just stand up. Their light is shining so bright. They don't need a political appointment to make them shine. Oh, that's where God is taking you. Amen. And when you ask her, she will point you back to Jesus. You've not heard that woman preach before. You know she's a pastor. Oh, you don't know. She's a pastor. But God placed her like Daniel in the political space, in the economic space, and she's just there. Listen, but go and ask about her background. The problem is that most of us grew up thinking that the only way to serve God is to be a pastor. It's a mistake. And that was the revelation we had then. But I hope you know every kingdom, we have its own leaders. Every generation, we have its own leaders. There was a time in this world where you needed to build big factories and do so many big things to be relevant. All Mark Zuckerberg needs to do is to have a small space like this and put satellite in this, in the sky. That's all. And he's richer than everybody in Nigeria. Now, I saw his picture recently. He was having a lot of beards. Have you seen him recently? Lots of beards. Like, he doesn't go to the barber anymore. Would you ever accuse him and say it's because he's broke? I don't like that brother. He's always looking, anytime he comes to church, he's looking untidy. My brother, don't be deceived. It's money you don't have. If there's a kind of money you have, the lady will not be concerned about your beard. Say, he doesn't comb his beard. He doesn't comb his hair. Let God answer your prayer first. When God answers your prayer, you see, that boy is a small boy. Just wear a t-shirt. If you see him with... You know, he was making a presentation about the new invention they just made. About these glasses that, you know, that would do away with mobile phones. And he was having so much BS. But me, I know he's not broke. I know he's not. You can't deceive me. Even if he's wearing black t-shirt and this, that, oh, God, we know you. Oh, God, we know you. Now, let me tell you something. If God was willing to permit someone who is not affiliated with him and has no plans to be affiliated with Christ. Are you thinking? How much more do you think grace is speaking concerning you? Do you think it is God's plan for you to be small? He said, I will multiply them and they will not be few. I will glorify them and they will not be small. This is God's will for you to always do new things in your life. Hallelujah. Come on, say that's me. Come on, say that's me. Say that's my prophecy. I come into a season of new things. I come into a season of new things. Not just one thing, but new things. His mercies are new every morning. His blessings are new every morning. And I'm riding from glory to glory, glory to glory, honor to honor, favor to favor. In the name of Jesus.
For the steps of a righteous man are always ordered of the Lord. Therefore, my steps are ordered. And I am guided. And I am led by the Spirit into new things. Into new things. In the name of Jesus. If you believe, shout amen.
Amen.
Don't let the voice of the economy be louder than your voice. No matter whatever is happening in your life, God is saying something. What you need to do is to find out what God is saying. And that's why you have the word of God. This is God's word for you. Say, my child, you may be small. You may not have anyone. He said, the days are coming. Those who matter will have your number on their phone. Yes, yes, yes. Come on, say, that's me. Because let me tell you something. And some of you may be naive. You don't want to... You just think the world is the way it is. There is a level you get to. Nobody associates with you if what you bring to the table is not clear. A lady was asked, what do you bring to the table? She said, I'm the table. I laughed. I said, this one I think is motivational speech we are making. But another lady now asked a question. And that is what now made me humble. She said, men keep asking, what do women bring to the table? Say, now I want to ask you, what do you men bring to the table? That was when I realized I didn't know the answer to this. I did not know the answer to that question. No. I became humble. Say, you have been asking, now we want to ask you, apart from money, what else do you bring to the table? I say, give me some time. You know, sometimes you feel you know the answer to a question until they now ask you to write it in the exam. Now, like, frequency distribution, the thing is here, but it's not coming down. Like, probability, Your ledger is looking at you just like, say, a lot, God don't catch this one. But can I tell you, God did not consult with anyone to agree about your matter. That's why I'm asking you to hold on to him. If the Lord says, these are the instructions I want you to keep, it's because those instructions will lead you to the place that is called later end. There is a place that is called later end. That later end is not a day, it's a season. It's a season. That season is another word for it is the days of fulfillment. There is something called the days of fulfillment. It will not be the days of prayer anymore. It will be the days where the things that you have been praying about will begin to happen. And people will envy you. They will want your testimony, but they won't want your prayer point. My sister, I envy you. I wish I can be like this. Say, my sister, it is well. It is well. Let's just leave it at that level. You want my testimony? Are you willing to go through the pain I've gone through? You want my testimony, but you don't want the pain. You don't want the prayer point. You don't want the vigils. You don't want the night of tears. You don't want the night of struggles, but you want my testimony. I emerged out of the flames. I emerged out of the fire. I didn't just show up. I told myself, I looked at my family, I looked at my siblings, I said, I will not be small. And I told myself, I will not be small. And that decision took me on a journey. And I emerged 7 years later. My sister, don't wish for my testimony. Ask for what I did. The reason why a lot of people, even in church, in office, they have time for gossip and slander and settling quarrels is because they have not seen where they are going to. I have been humbled enough to see that an enemy 3 years ago can become an ally. 3 years later, somebody that you swore you would kill this person in the office, 3 years later was standing with you and saying, he can do it, sir. Recommending you. Have you ever wondered why your parents sometimes, something is really upsetting everybody in the family, they will not talk. Your dad will just keep quiet. He will not talk. Because he knows life. This life can teach you to be humble. We need to go to that house and tell them, next time they touch my son. Nobody should touch my son. It's my son. But let's go there.
daddy will keep quiet. Eh? They won't you say anything? You will keep quiet. Whether we fight or not, our rent is due next month. I need to focus on more productive. This, you can go, Mama Preshi, you go there and fight. Me, let me think about the house rent. Meanwhile, your mom is angry that your dad is slow. Do you understand what I'm saying? Your dad is slow. She doesn't like it. No action. This is not the way I married you. It is well. Let me pay the house rent first. And I can tell you for free. The reason why a lot of young people are not blessed today is because they don't honor their fathers. You get married, you start having children, you take your mom to London to go and do a mugo. You'll be calling daddy. Daddy, how are you? I hope you are fine. Okay, mommy is fine too. Bye-bye. Your dad is... Men are used to not talking. But you see, the blessing... There's something about your father that you carry, which is his name. For that name to work for you, he must proclaim over you. The way Isaac spoke over his son that brought the venison. You know, my wife's family, it's not only my mother-in-law that goes abroad, though. My father-in-law goes abroad with his shekere. From the airport, Jesus is Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Huh? Because they know. The children know. This man is carrying the blessing. It's not just to be calling me. Pastor, how are you? Yes. Oga. Madam, Joshua, are you still bearing my name? Uh-huh. As you are taking your mom, next, when is she coming back? Because you took my wife to wherever you are in Canada. You did not ask me how I will survive here. When is she coming back? Say, maybe 3 months. Okay, so by then, me, I'm coming, Abby. So. We'll play PS4 together, amen. Or PS whatever they... Do you know that it is God's plan for his blessing over your life to be generational? Whatever God starts with you, he wants to continue with your children. Oh my God. He said, as I was with Moses, so I will be in your life. There is something called the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He is a family God. He is a generational God. He doesn't want to start something with you and then abandon your children and look for somebody else. As I was with your father, so I will be in your life, both spiritually and materially. What that means is that I will not start with you where I started with your dad. I will continue. Which means you will be getting some benefit from being from that lineage. And that is why, for those of you that are not married, please hear me, it is an error for you to move from battle, from a family of warfare into another family of warfare. Yeah. If you are not interested in struggling. Eh? If you know the kind of family you come from, that they are idol worshippers, please look for a family where they are not idol worshippers and marry from there. Especially if you are a lady. If you're... Oh God, okay, everywhere is quiet. You'll be blessed too. Let's move to other things. Because some of you are looking at me now like Oyinbo people. I said if you happen to be the guy, you want to marry a woman, you know in your family people used to worship... what was that my friend's name? That one in the Igbo land. That idol. Amadioha. In your village you worship Amadioha. You now want to go and marry someone that in our own family is Yeye Osun. Now, Yeye Osun and they meet every week. They have a general meeting where all the gods normally meet to discuss Nigeria's matter. And I hope you know these gods also exist in other countries with different names. So they are international gods. If you like, run to Canada. We are at the airport waiting for you.
It is not wise economically for you to be coming from a particular environment and you cannot make a wise decision, especially if you know you don't know how to pray. If you know you don't know how to pray, or you know that this is the kind of battle in your family, you want to marry a brother that fries his hair but doesn't know how to pray for hours. This thing is permutation. Before you start lying to yourself and saying that I prayed, I know he's the one for me. Oga, madam, calm down. I know you love him, but love has never made any marriage work. Okay. Go and ask your parents why they are still in your father's house. It's not love. It's decision. I say it's decision. Yes. I don't feel like I love you anymore. I'm just tired. We are not white men. Here we stay in our husband's house. Here we take care of our children. Many of you don't honor your mothers, but your mother stayed in that house because of you. Now you have money, you'll be shouting on your parents. Okay, well done. I can see the gods of the land looking for you. I'm not joking. This is why people pray. They'll say they are not seeing result. Come and be sleeping in church. Go, leave this church today. Send 20,000 to your mom or to your dad. Send it. Empty your account. Send it to them. Be praying, praying, sleeping in church. Somebody called me, and the person told me, "Sir, I want to will all my property to you." I said, "I don't want." Oh, but I suppose don't reason so. I suppose don't get money. I'm just thinking, why did I even refuse that thing? I said, "I don't want." I said, "Call your family, your children together, and settle yourselves. I don't want your." By now, I'm supposed to be a landlord, because a house is in that. The person told me, "Say house there for this." Why I won't give. I said, "I don't want." Call your children, settle yourself, hand over everything to them. Some of you don't know that this is your age now, is the age your uncles were then, that you are looking at them that, when I become like Uncle Tunde, I become like Auntie Margaret. Now you are at that age, you now realize that all that time Uncle, you were praying to be like Uncle Tunde. Uncle Tunde was hustling. Running away from family demons. So the first place to start is with a promise. Because now you can take Job chapter 8 verse 7 and enter into the place of prayer and say, "Father, this is what your word says." This is not motivational speaking. "Baba, you said I am currently in a small situation. This place is not okay for us. But your word says that even though my beginning..." So you are not discounting the fact that I could be at my lowest level, but you are making me a promise. "Lord, what will it take for this promise to come to pass?" Now, let's read Deuteronomy 28. Are you blessed this morning? There is nobody here, whether you went to school or not, that doesn't have the capacity to be great. I want this thing I'm saying to enter your spirit. I said there's nobody here. There's nobody here. Whether you went to school or not, maybe you didn't go to university, that doesn't have the capacity to be great. Greatness is a seed. Once it enters your heart and you water it. Deuteronomy 28, 1 to 3. Are we there? "And it shall come to pass if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord your God to observe." Come on, say observe. Now, these are the ingredients here, to observe. That means when you are dealing with God, you must be very observant. There are certain things God will not say with his mouth, but he will say it in his body language. If you are not observant, you will think that because God didn't say don't do it, it means you can do it. That's not what he's saying. Because God many times is a God of signs and wonders. He speaks with signs. "To observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee," come on, say set thee, "on high above all nations of the earth." Look at what God is promising you. That your family, it will, your family will become a nation.
Amen.
And it will set your family above nations.
Amen.
That your amen is weak.
Amen.
Now, I don't know if you even believe this prophecy. But if you believe, say louder amen.
Amen.
When you say amen, it is the way, that is the first way you register for that prophecy. When you say amen, you have signed that this is my testimony. That's what it means. It's not what we do in church to make people stay awake and not sleep. When you say amen, it means I have agreed. Put up that scripture. He said, I will set thee above all nations of the earth. Second verse. And all these blessings shall what? Do you know what that means? Huh? You don't know what that means, so? It's like I take off my jacket now and I cover from the top. The blessing is coming from above. So there is no how people look at you. You will be defined by the blessing. The blessing is not just money. It is favor. It is love. It is people wanting to be close to you, to associate you. People, there is anywhere you go, people just, they don't even know you. They just like, their hearts just accept you. Some of you, that is the only thing you have in your life. Believe me, that is enough to say to you.
Yes.
You go into a place, like, come. Yes, my daughter, what do you want? You think is nothing. If I have that one, I will not pray again. Put out that scripture. He said, all these blessings, come on, say blessings.
Blessings.
Shall come upon me. Come on, say all these blessings.
All these blessings.
Shall come upon me.
And overtake me.
Say it again. All these blessings shall come upon me and overtake me. Come on, say it again.
All these blessings.
Now put your hands on your head and say, all these blessings shall come upon me and overtake me. Now hold on. This is talking about the overflow. It's an overflowing blessing. That means even when you get up in the morning and decide, I want to move from here to that location, the blessing will precede you. Anyway, oh, they said, oh, she's not, she doesn't have knowledge of UI, UX. She's in graphic design. The moment she decides that she wants to go into the other field, the blessing, that word, that voice that Adam heard when God created him, when the scripture say, and God blessed him, that word, that you see this word blessing, is the same word God spoke over Adam. Say, and God blessed him and said unto him, be fruitful. And oh my God.
Amen.
He said, be fruitful.
Amen.
And multiply.
Amen.
And replenish the earth.
Amen.
That word is the same word that was used for blessing him.
Amen.
Which means that when God says, I will bless you, it is not just a promise. He's transferring something that only him can give. Into your spirit.
Hallelujah.
Come on, say, I receive it.
I receive.
That's why people can come sit in God, and when God remembers them, everybody that has forgotten them will start remembering them. Just because, where are you? You can move from 2,050 kobo to 2 million in one day.
Hallelujah.
2 million. Because one of the evidence that the Lord is blessing you is that you will have surplus.
Amen.
Surplus wisdom.
Amen.
Huh? How many of you know that wisdom is scarce?
Yes.
A lot of people know things, so people have knowledge. But you see, wisdom. It's scarce. Put up that scripture. He said, if thou will hearken unto the voice of the Lord your God. I wish we could read this in Yoruba language. When I preach in Yoruba churches, I like, maybe we should look for Igbo and Hausa and Yoruba Bible translation so that you have, God bless you, whoever did that is blessed. Do you have Igbo too? No, wait, don't tempt the Lord thy God. Can you read this? Oh yeah, wait. Please help me activate. Oh yeah.
Please, let's listen to her. I hope you'll be able to interpret what you are reading anyway.
Gbogbo ibukun yi yo wa sori re yo si ma ba o lo bi o
bi o ba
yo si ma ba o lo bi o ba doro si oluwa olorun re.
Can you minister in this anointing Yoruba for two? Because I'm feeling it, but there is no way I will say this in English and it will match the energy. Come and stand here. Now she read linguistics, so don't take her. She's not small. So just what she's saying.
Bible is only no Deuteronomy. We pray. Don't do a buku yi. Yo wa sori re. Yo si ma ba olo. Bi o ba gboro si oluwa olorun re. So which means that all these blessings will follow you, and it will continue to follow you.
No. Wait. You see. Please put up that scripture.
It will come upon
you. Yo si ma ba olo. It means that Baolo, wait, some of you here, you Yoruba people, you have to be calm. Mama, Yosima Baolo means that if you get up this morning and say you are traveling to Ibadan, this blessing will also dress up and go with you. That location will never be a hindrance.
Amen.
Oh my God. Do you know this? Do you know there are people that when they move out of a particular area, they will not be blessed again?
Yes.
This blessing is a different one, though. He said, Oshima Bao. If you get up today, maybe you are living with someone that doesn't treat you well, and the person feels that you are nobody, and you carry your bag and leave that house. The blessing, we also wear his own clothes. We are moving. Our Oga said we should go. They will follow you. And anywhere you go, we become a fruitful land again.
Mm.
Come on, say amen.
Amen.
Do you want to add any revelation to this?
No, it's just to emphasize that.
Oh yeah, go ahead.
It started with the fact that it will come upon.
It will come upon
you. Yosima Baolo. But there is also Tioba Doron Sioluwa Lore, which means we have to akin to the voice of the Lord.
Thank you.
So the voice of God must
Thank
be the
Thank you. God bless you. God. Can we celebrate our interpreter? Now she stressed something again. Do you know that every blessing comes upon the head?
Amen.
If they really want to bless you, the blessing will start here. And the scripture said, the blessing will come upon you. Huh? Please put up that translation again, the Yoruba translation. You see, the Yoruba translation is even more accurate. Gbogbo ibukun yi yo si wa sori re. That ori is your head. Ori is your head. English version say upon you. So if you read this in, do we have any Igbo translation here? You people don't read, you don't understand Igbo language here. Or Hausa. Do you have an Hausa Bible on your phone? Go and download from today. Go and download. We will need it next week. Please, are you with me? This scripture says establishes that when a blessing is released, it goes to the source. And where is the source? It is the head. That is why you find some people, when they are operating under curses, they misbehave.
Yeah.
One of the signs that a person is under curse, he will begin to misbehave. But this boy is promising. Now he went to school. He has handwork. You will not be able to explain. Because one of the first signs of a curse is misbehavior. Everything will be okay. The boy will start smoking weed. You cannot explain. It's a sign of a curse. Every time God wants to bless, it starts from the head. And that's why David said, my head that we anoint. Come on, say God, come on, say after me. My head that we anoint. With fresh oil. Say, my head, God, we anoint. With fresh oil. With a fresh anointing. In the name of Jesus. Listen to me. God's mercies are new every day. What that means is that the anointing of yesterday may not be what you need today. Where you are now is because of the grace that was given. But for where you are going, you need something new. Something new. That scripture said, if you give heed. Huh? Okay, now we are at a major. Mama, can you read this one? Oh, yeah, Mama.
Hallelujah.
Mama, you go interpret them.
No worries. Ngozi ndi ani nega waso kwa gi. Welu gi aru. Mbu ineje. Mbu igeji. Mbu ige ege. Nti nolu Jehovah. Bushi neke gi. All these.
Mama, face the camera now. May they see you. Oh yeah, make you the. Oh, no, there's another one here. So you.
Ngozi ndi ani nega baso kwa gi. All these blessings will follow you.
Amen.
Weluo garu gini ne. It will cover all your body.
Come on.
Mbe ina egenti. On the condition that you obey the voice of the Lord, you have to obey God. That's the condition. Where these blessings will follow you. If you hearken to the voice of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So you'll be ready to keep the voice of the Lord. Just obey. God calls for obedience. And nothing more. Obey. Amen. God. Amen. All these blessings will be yours.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Mama. Let's appreciate. There is a particular song we used to sing many years ago. Trust and obey. For there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. When we walk with the Lord in the light of His word, for the glory is shed on our way. Abides with us still, and for Lord who will trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We will trust in the Lord. We will trust in the Lord. His word will not fail. God has never planned for you to have a better yesterday. It is not God's plan for you to have a better yesterday. Oh, 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 oh. Today you will be remembered. Your family will be remembered. In the name of Jesus. 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 The Lord will lift your head. Like the head of the unicorn. And we anoint you with a fresh anointing. In the name of Jesus. You will no longer be weak. Your name will no longer signify weakness. It will be associated with strength. In the name of Jesus. As God remembered Joseph in the prison, today you will be remembered. Your brother will be remembered. Your sister will be remembered. Your parents will be remembered. I prophesy you will be remembered. Listen to me, sit down. The scripture said it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. God is not the one saying no to you. Satan is trying to confuse you. Satan is trying to tell you are not the kind of person God wants to bless. I am here to tell you. I am here to tell you that even though Jacob was a cheat, he was the one God chose. listen to me. God is not a man that he should lie. Neither is it the Son of Man that he should repent. If he has said it, he will do it. Listen to me. Even though your beginning is small, you will not be like this again. The more people attack you, the more the glory. I said the more people attack you, the more the glory. The more they attack your children, the more their glory. That your amen is very weak. Glory is usually attracted to warfare. They will keep trying, they will keep failing. Oh my God. Put up that scripture. In English. Is this the Hausa version? Okay. Who will help us with this one? You didn't ask her if she knows how to read. Where is Anatu? Can you undo this kind of anointing? Hallelujah. Please activate this mic.
Hallelujah.
Okay.
Idan kun yi biyayya da maganar Ubangiji Allahnku, dukkan albarkun nan za su sauko muku su zama naku. Now, idan kun yi biyayya.
That's very sweet. Amen. Oh yeah, explain.
Idan kun yi biyayya da maganar Ubangijin Allahnku means if you obey the promises or the word of your God, the Lord your God. He said, dukkan albarkun nan, all of these blessings, they will follow you, they will come upon you, and they will stay with you.
Hallelujah.
Zasu zama naku, they will be yours. Hallelujah.
Please say that last part again. Say they will come upon you,
and
then they will stay with you.
They will stay with you.
Oh. Can you pray for and say, Lord, make this my testimony? Say, Lord, make this my testimony. There are people that walk in the blessing after 10 years. We can't find them. We can't find them. We just know, this brother used to be blessed. He used to be blessed. Come on, say, God forbid. Come on, say, God forbid. I will not be yesterday's glory. I want you to prophesy. I will not be yesterday's glory. Our sister explained to us, he said, if you obey the voice of the Lord your God, these blessings will come upon you. They will stay with you. That means in the realm of the spirit, your name will be blessing. No man can contend with someone that God has blessed. Because every time you attack him, he keeps expanding. He keeps expanding. They said, this one, leave him, oh. If they come spiritually, they will fail. Because part of that blessing is the anointing. They will fail. But this is, is there a way I can convince you that when this scripture was being written, God was thinking about you? Forget about the person sitting beside you. That when God gave this message, he thought about you. He knew the challenges you will go through. And he wrote this thing there to tell you that he has seen everything and that he has a plan.
Amen.
I say God has a plan.
God has a plan.
Pull up that scripture in English. Let's read something here. He said all this go back to verse 1. Now, can you stay with me? Now there's something I want to emphasize which really came out when Anatu was speaking. He said it will come to pass. Come on, say it will come to pass. If you shall hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord your God. Now, there is something we need to address here. I know you are born again. But is he your God? This promise is for those for whom God is their Lord. So there's a difference. Many people believe in God, But they don't know his voice, and he's not their God. To claim that someone is your God or something is your God means that you understand the tenet of worship. Please stay with me. It means that you understand the tenet of worship. There is, you know the way this God wants to be worshipped. And you carry out, you offer those sacrifices. You offer those sacrifices daily, the way the high priest does. One of those sacrifices is the lifting up of our hands. The scripture says to us, let the lifting of your hands be as the what? The evening sacrifice. There was a sacrifice in those days that the priest would offer in the evenings. And it was a very important sacrifice. And in the New Testament, we were taught that when we stand before God and we lift our hands in surrender to God, God says it is the equivalent of the evening sacrifice. Jesus was teaching us and said, "For thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all your heart, with all your mind, and with all your strength. And you shall love your neighbors as yourself." Now, hold on. You shall love the Lord with all your heart, which means that the lover of your soul will be the custodian of your devotion. That means I may love you, but if there is something I need to do with you that offends the one to whom I am devoted to, I will turn my back. Even though I may want that thing, I will still turn my back for the mere fact that I am devoted to another and he is offended at what is on the table. He said, "For thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all your heart and with all your what? Your mind." That means, how do I prove to the Lord that I love him with all my mind? The scripture says that blessed is the man whose mind is stayed on the Lord. Which means that the way I prove my mental devotion is by always thinking about him. I become a custodian of the word of the Lord. I am on the road and I am thinking about the Lord. I'm thinking about the mercy of the Lord. I'm meditating about the glory of the Lord. I'm meditating about the word of the Lord. I am always conscious and considerate of the things that make him happy. I always want to please him. I don't want to abhor a lustful thought. I don't want to keep in my mind vengeance. I don't want to think about how I can be vengeful. I will make sure you suffer. No. Because the Lord is also not just looking at my heart. He's looking at my mind. He's looking at my mind. Say, blessed is the man whose mind, and it's your coin. Somebody whose mind is always focused on the Lord. He's always focused on the Lord. He's always, the Bible didn't hide this thing from us. God didn't, it's in the Bible. But the problem is that when you are looking for what is not missing, you'll be looking for high-sounding revelation. God said, can you get that scripture? Whose mind is stayed on him? Somebody think I'm quoting 6 and 7 book of Moses. Let me show you in the Bible. Because sometimes people say, I know my God. You have to ask them, which God? So that, like that person in France that was telling me, God, the great one, the almighty. I said, the way this person is always saying the great one. The Almighty. I said, is it Jesus you are talking? I said, no. He said, it's not Jesus. So that what was that religion where the is it the Ekanka or something? Is it that where they say who they'll be doing who? It's Ekanka. Who they'll say they are praying who like that for hours. I said, I thought we are fellowshipping together. I said, now this, we are talking about two different things. And we'll be doing Bible study. Meanwhile, they are pressing her every day in the room, demons. But she said, the great one. Have you seen the scripture? Please put it on the... Now, if in case you are not convinced, you may want to write this down. Isaiah chapter 26 and verse 3. God says, I will keep him in perfect peace. What type of man? The man whose mind, oh my God, please give me amplified or another version. Let's round up here. You will guide him and keep him in perfect and constant peace, whose mind, both in terms of inclination and character. What does the word inclination mean? Help me. Your tendency. Oh, Tishe, you have not done anything. It's just that you have mind to do something. Huh? He said, both in your intention and in character. He said, because he commits himself to you. That is how God defines it. When you say your mind is on the Lord, it means I wake up in the morning. I am not praying because the pastor said pray. I have come to the place where I now know that I cannot start my day without God. I know. Because I know outside there is evil waiting. So I start my day with him. And I sing my love song to him. You can even sing it in your native language. God is not an English man. There is nowhere in the Bible that says if you don't speak English, you will not make heaven. Go and learn the song of your village. If you are hearing me now, go and learn your village song. All these English things will not help you. When you wake up in the morning, you sing, Elo ni mo son, foba ogo, Elo ni Jesu mi ba. Then you'll be dancing, oh, as you are going to the bathroom. Foba ogo, forere. And you begin to brush. Hello. Ogo. Hello. Jesus mi gba. Hello. You can't be depressed like this. Ba ogo. Forere. Eba mi gbe Jesus yi ga. Ebolu wa logo. Eba mi gbe Jesu yi ga. Ebolu wa logo. Egbe Jesu yi ga. Ebolu wa logo. Egbe Jesu yi ga. That can keep you depressed. Hallelujah. When you start your day with a song and you start your day with a sound, and the problems are there, but if they stay, they must dance. I say if they stay, they must sing. The devil wants you to be moody, but the devil is a liar. God is for you. I say God is for you. I say God is for you. He has not forgotten you. And he says it is your season for new things. Amen. Beautiful things are going to happen before the end of this year. Amen. I said that check is in your name. Amen. You may not know. You may not know how it will happen. But what did the word of the Lord say? He said you will not see the rain. You will not see rain. You will not hear of the sounds of rain, like, oh, maybe the clouds or thunder. He said, but your valley. You see that hole that they dug and they expected to fall in. He said, your valley shall be filled. It will be filled with water. Others will be compelled to dig. But you, the Lord will send water there for you. When Ezekiah got into the battle, he went there with a song. And he went there with dancing. There is no wise king that will put the choir in front of the army. They have no business there. But divine strategy is stupid. Divine strategy is not wise. Enter the gates with thanksgiving. And into his court with praise. You may know how to speak in tongues for 10 hours. But the requirement is that come to his presence with singing and into his court with praise. What does that mean? When you come with thanksgiving, you are coming to say thank you for yesterday. That means you cannot thank him if you are not mindful. You will think. You are not just saying, Father, thank you. No. You will. I know they rush this one. Last week, my mother was sick. We called upon you. You healed her. Thank you, Baba. I traveled last week. There was an accident. I was going to Ado Ekiti not too long ago. And we were in a near-death situation. The truck was coming. I don't know what happened in between. The truck, it was a very narrow, that road is a bit narrow and very bad. I don't know what happened. It's as if somebody, within a split second, because that truck did not move off the road. All I just knew is that it's as though the car compressed and we passed. And then I told the driver, did you see what happened? He said, I can't explain it, but I know something happened. So when you go to God, don't just say, thank you for deliverance. No, he said, Baba, that thing that happened, you come like a reasonable person. Not that somebody gives you money. It's just like somebody gives you money. You now see them next, they say, thanks for yesterday. You are who? Bring my money back. You don't deserve it. No. Thank you, sir. Thank you, ma. That money. In fact, we used it to feed. This one. Tomorrow, if there's more, the man will be. Because you know that this one is full. That's how to be, to operate what we call thanksgiving. What most of us do is not thanksgiving. You take your time. You can be there 20 minutes. You will be thanking him. You will dance. You will roll. You don't need keyboard. You don't need drum. In that your room, you dance. People will say you are mad. Don't worry. Give them time. Come on, say, give me time. Say, come before him with thanksgiving and into his court with praise. So when we thank him, we are thanking him for what he has already done. This is one prayer everybody can pray, whether you are born again or not. And God hates ungrateful people. Because ungratefulness and pride, they are the same thing. He said, come into his court with praise. Now, you are not thanking him for what he has done, but for who he is. That is when you can be singing songs like, Eyini Oluwa. Eyini Oluwa. Obala. Eyini Oluwa. Jehovah. Eyini Oluwa. Can we praise God for 1 minute? Eyini Oluwa, Jehovah. Eyini Oluwa, Obawa. Eyini Oluwa, Jehovah. Eyini Oluwa, Obawa. Eyini Oluwa, Jehovah. Eyini Oluwa, Obawa. Listen, we are going to take this song one more time. But this time, we'll be praising him for the next level. Amen. I said, as we'll sing this now, I want you to be seeing that new thing. Come on, say amen. Amen. So, we are going to rejoice before our God. Just 2 minutes. and we'll close the first service. Are we ready? Eyini Oluwa Jehovah, Eyini Oluwa Oba La,
Eyini Oluwa Jehovah, Eyini Oluwa Oba La,
Eyini Oluwa Jehovah, Eyini Oluwa Oba La.